tonight where senators have started debating a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. That bill received bipartisan support in a procedural vote yesterday, but it is not clear yet if it will pass in the Senate. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil is live tonight in D.C. So, Joe, what is the likelihood that this bill will get 60 votes?
Well, it became clear today, Marty, that it is now back on track. It does have a lot of support. And credit the 11 Republicans, 11 Democrats that came together and got it back on track. Now, we're certainly not in a kumbaya moment between the two parties here in Washington, but this is just a small example that in some circumstances, both sides of the aisle can come together and it is possible that they still get big things done.
A $1.2 trillion investment to upgrade America's roads and bridges, waterways, public transportation, and broadband internet now has real momentum. And it's thanks to a group of moderate senators who cut through the gridlock of Washington politics.
It is important for the American people to know that they are first and not partisanship, that the needs of the American people is what's on our mind. Not the next election or the election after.
After weeks of negotiation, the bipartisan group revived the bill Wednesday night, garnering 67 Senate votes to move the package forward.
We were able to find a way with the right amount of spending, not too much, by holding down spending and focusing only on physical infrastructure.
Paid for, the group says, mostly with unspent COVID relief dollars. No new taxes. Democrats in the group say it was tough, but feel confident their side will fully support the bill.
I said it was going to be a new Olympic sport, you know, closing a bipartisan infrastructure deal. And my progressive friends, step back and look at this package. There is not a category in this package that is not a record investment.
Still, not everyone is on board. The plan's harshest critics come from opposite sides of the political spectrum. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says progressive voices were left out of the deal making. And former President Trump blasted the deal, saying, quote, weak Republicans are giving Democrats everything they want and getting nothing in return.
So we got two procedural votes on this, one Friday and one Sunday. Lawmakers have been warned you're going to have to work weekends. They ultimately want to get this thing done before the Senate recess, which would give them just next week to wrap this thing up. Rob?